Okay, now that we did the background to the Sheifas, let's now learn the Gemara. Umiyah Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that a person who's lame on the first day and then gets better on the second day, he's potter from the Shalmei Chagiga because he was exempt on the first day? So I'll bring you a case over here by Nazir that seems to contradict it. Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya said about a Nazir. Here we have a Nazir. In the middle of his 30 days, he becomes Tamei. So he has to do 7 days of Tahara, and on the eighth day, he's going to bring a Korban. Now, what happens if Nitma Biyom, if he became Tamei again, in the day, the eighth day? So that, since he was already chayev to bring a korban to finish up his set of seven, maybe he's going to now have to bring a korban at the end of his second set of tumah now. However, balayla, but if he became tummy at night, that was before the eighth day, but after the seven, so it's a precarious position. That time, he's already finished his seven clean days, but the chiyuv korban's not there yet. So eino mevi. The baseline opinion, Chizkiya, is that he does not have to bring a second korban. Rabbi Yochanan says, af layla nami mevi. Even becoming tummy at night is going to force him to bring a second korban. So what's Rabbi Yochanan holding there? He must be holding that even though he's not technically eligible to bring a korban, since it's the began the zman of bringing a korban, he is going to be chayav to bring a second korban at the end of his second set of tumah. Now that goes against Rabbi Yochanan, who said the thing by the lame person that since he's ineligible to bring a shalmei chagiga while lame, he's then exempt going forward. This guy was ineligible. The nazir was ineligible to bring a korban after the 7 days at night on the eighth before the eighth day began. So Amar Rav Yiriyah, shiny tumah. No, it's not a contradiction. Tumah is its own beast because it has a precedent. What's the precedent? Tashluma Pesach Sheni. We have a case where you have a makeup date for tumah, and it's called Pesach Sheni. So you see, tumah is an outlier, and therefore that's where Rabbi Yochanan can bifurcate. When it comes to tumah, there is a concept of tashlumin for him. When it comes to non-tumah cases, if you're exempt on the first, there's no making it up. So maskif l'Rav Papa, yeah, that will make sense according to the one who understands that Pesach Sheni is a makeup of the first one. But according to the one who says Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo, is its own independent holiday, and the people who do it on the second one were the ones who couldn't do it on the first, not as a makeup, but that becomes their new chiyuv. So there's now no longer a source that shows that tumah is an outlier. If that's the case, we're back to saying Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself whether someone who is exempt in a certain time frame, do they have the ability to make it up? So my ikol amemar, what could you say? So the Gemara wants to give another possible resolution for Yochanan. Ala amarav papa kesav Rabbi Yochanan, laila eina mechuser zman. No, when it comes to the korban, Rabbi Yochanan wants to hold that the night is not considered premature. You are chayev. You are chayev to bring a korban at night. There's technicalities that we don't do korbanos at night, but be'etzem, there is a chiyuv to bring a korban at night. He's not like the lame person who's exempt. He really is chayuv at night. He really is responsible. We just happen to do the process during the day. So umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that there is a chiyuv to bring korbanos at night, be'etzem? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, but extrapolating to an almost similar case, but different, by a Zav who sees an emission on three times within 3 days. A Zav has to do 7 clean days, and then on the eighth day bring a korban. So ra achas b'layla shteim yom. Now, if this person saw on the night, the seventh going into eighth, again, that strange, that funny in-between time, that twilight zone. If a person saw one emission at night and two during the day, maybe that's going to be considered a need to bring a second set of korbanos because they already had the responsibility of one korban before they became tummy again. But if they became tummy twice at night and one during the day, they're not going to need to bring a second set of korbanos. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Now, if you hold that Rabbi Yochanan says that the night is not considered premature for korbanos, then even in a situation of where he saw two at night and one during the day, he should still bring a second set because he was already obligated in the first set at night. So Kikam Rav Yochanan, no, Rav Yochanan said this opinion about Zav was Ladivrei Haomer Laila Lechuser Zman. He was only saying it according to the opinion that holds the night is premature. He was just explaining that opinion, but not that he holds it. But Ladivrei Haomer Shita, he doesn't need to do that. Of course, the one who holds night is premature. Of course, if he sees Tumah at night, he's not going to have to bring a new korban. So Shtayim Ba'oyom Ba'achas Ba'Laila Itzrichalei. Rather, we're talking about, I'll tell you why Rav Yochanan's psak isn't obvious, because the case where a Zav had two emissions during the day and one during the night, that even though the first emission occurred at night, the second tumah does not cause a problem with the first tumah. It's its own separate entity. I would think, I would have thought to say that this psak is no good because of the challenge raised by Rav Shisha de Rav Ide. We paskin like Rav Yosef. Shishi bar Ide doesn't like, he says that only in a case of a regular zav, where you have one and two, do we connect them. But we don't connect them when they're at the back end, dipping in from one past tumah to a new tumah. And therefore, because of that, we need Rabbi Yochanan to explain his shita. So where do we stand at the end of this? Rabbi Yochanan really is of the opinion that night is not mechusar zman when it comes to korbanos, and therefore his psakim do not contradict each other. The case where he was lame, he was really not responsible in anything because he was lame. There was no responsibility for shalmei chagiga. But by the case of a nazir, and technically by a ziva, on the night of the seventh, even though he doesn't bring a korban, it's not considered premature in terms of the need to bring a korban.